Also looking to cut back on costs? U.S. automakers. They're now under tremendous pressure to prove their long-term viability. The CEOs say part of their strategy is to cut the number of dealers selling their cars. Easier said than done, as Detroit Public Radio's Sarah Swick reports.
Doug Dauglish's office is all about cars. It's cluttered with model cars, pictures of cars, and books about cars. Dauglish runs a family-owned Cadillac dealership just north of downtown Detroit, on the very site where General Motors used to make Cadillacs. And he's the first to admit that for dealers like him, times couldn't be worse.
We've never seen anything like this before. The Depression was when I was young, knew about it, but obviously nothing. That's the closest thing I can describe it to you. That's how bad it is.
The financial crisis and sputtering economy have squeezed the auto industry almost to the breaking point. And on the industry's front lines, the nation's car dealers are going out of business at the rate of almost two a day. GM says it lost about 350 dealers in 2008 and wants to cut about 1,700 by 2012. Ford CEO Alan Mulally says his company is also looking to right-size its dealer network. But speaking to a throng of reporters from the floor of Detroit's North American International Auto Show earlier this week, Mulally said Ford can't dictate who stays or goes.
We don't really decide that. The dealers decide that, and they're business people. They are dynamite entrepreneurs. They own the business. They see exactly what the sales and marketing is, and so they know that they need to get their throughput and their profitability up. So they work together with each other, and also they work together with us.
And that's the central issue. Car dealers are independent brokers, and automakers don't have much control over which ones stay in business. The fact that GM, Ford, and Chrysler have nearly 15,000 combined dealers is a quirk of how the industry grew up. And once a car maker enters into a franchise agreement with a dealer, it's very difficult to break. Longtime automotive journalist Paul Eisenstein says that's because car dealers are major local revenue generators and have successfully pushed for protective laws in nearly every state.
It's not surprising that they have been able to get an awful lot of very protective laws passed across the country, and that makes it incredibly difficult for particularly old line manufacturers to enact changes that can really revolutionize the auto industry.
Eisenstein says dealers have blocked many retail-level changes that manufacturers would love to see, like corporate dealerships or direct internet sales. Mike Sharap takes a very different view. He's a lawyer with the National Association of Dealer Counsel. Sharap says the laws protect dealers who sink millions of dollars into their businesses and absorb retailing and warranty service costs for the manufacturers. He says the car market, not car makers, will best determine who stays in business.
Dealers, to the extent they can be viable, will remain in business. Those who are not going to be viable are going to get out of the business. They're not in the business for charity. They're in the business to make money, and if they can't make money, they're going to get out.
Sharap says it's dealers who have pioneered retail innovations in the auto industry, and he's doubtful automakers are willing or able to spend the money needed to create a new retail network. Back at Dauglish Cadillac, the service center is almost as quiet as the showroom. As mechanics tinker with cars on the shop floor, service manager Lynn York says dealers are doing the best they can.
They don't want to do more. Our livelihood is selling cars. It's that simple. It's not servicing cars. That's no big money maker. It's selling cars. And to have people return, you do everything you can.
And that's one point U.S. automakers and their dealers can agree on. If they don't start selling more cars soon, the Detroit automakers may not be around long enough to create a 21st century retail network. For NPR News, I'm Sarah Swick in Detroit.